Chapter 7 A Mysterious Birthday Party.
Arda isn't in Magnific. The students think it's Yasemin's fault. No one speaks to Yasemin. She doesn't have any friends. Today is her birthday, and she is very sad. No one remembers my birthday, she thinks. No one loves me. She gets dressed, and she has her breakfast. Then she goes to the class and opens the door. Surprise! Welcome! Happy birthday!
Wow! A surprise birthday party? That's very exciting!
A. Read the sentences below. Draw the party materials on the picture and decorate the classroom.
Everybody sings together.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
This is lovely. Thanks. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome, Yasemin. It's your day. Enjoy it.
Yasemin goes near the cake and she blows the candles on it.
I must take some cake to the other teachers. Stay in the classroom.
She takes some cake and she leaves. Yasemin goes near Georgia.
Thank you, Georgia. Can I hug you?
No, I don't want to hug you. I don't want to talk to you either.
What? You plan a birthday party for me, but you don't like me?
Oh, this party isn't my idea.
Tim? Is it your idea?
Me? Oh no, I don't like you either. I'm angry with you. Arda isn't here because of you.
Yasemin doesn't want to answer. She stays silent for a few seconds. Then she turns to her friends again.
I must thank someone for this surprise party. But who?
No one speaks.
Who loves Yasemin so much?
No one replies. Georgia shows Yasemin an invitation card.
Here, it's the invitation card of this party. We all have one.
But who is the sender of the invitation cards?
B. Look at the invitation card and answer the questions.
The sender of the invitation cards can be Miss Brown. She likes Yasemin.
At that moment, Miss Brown comes back to the classroom.
This party is great, but I can't find the organizer of it. Is this your idea, Miss Brown?
No, it isn't.
Do you know the organizer?
Well, I have an email. You can read it.
Miss Brown opens her laptop and shows Yasemin an email.
C. Match the to-do list with the pictures.
From Pirate the Blind Man's Buff at mail.com to Teacher Brown at magnific.edu. Topic: Birthday Party. Hi, Miss Brown. It's Yasemin's birthday on Monday, and you want to plan a nice birthday party for her. Can the students have a birthday party in class? I need your help. Can you make the preparations? Here is the to-do list. Example: Prepare invitation cards. 1. Buy party hats and confetti. 2. Make delicious cookies for students. 3. Buy beverages for students. 4. Buy some balloons. 5. Order the birthday cake. 6. Wrap the presents. P.S. I am sending a gift for Yasemin and some money for the party. Pirate the Blind Man's Buff.
Who is this Pirate the Blind Man's Buff?
It's a silly name.
Yasemin is frightened. She remembers the diary. Is this the curse of the treasure? Is this email from the ghost of that pirate? She thinks. But I don't have the treasure.
open the gift, Yasemin. Maybe there's a note in it.
Yasemin goes near the big gift. She opens the box.
Wow!
It's a bike! What a nice gift. You are very lucky, Yasemin.
I can't believe my eyes. This is wonderful. You must tell me now. Whose idea is this?
No one says anything. They aren't so happy about Yasemin's gift. They don't like her. They all sit at their desks, and they start eating the cake. Yasemin eats her delicious cake, but she can't stop thinking about the party organizer. She goes next to other students. She wants to say thank you to everyone. Maybe she can find the party planner. She starts with Wang Shu.
D. Complete Yasemin and Wang Shu's dialogue with the sentences in the boxes below.
Thank you, Wang Shu. Is this party your idea?
Well, it isn't my idea. But I have a gift too. Here, this is for you.
Wow, it's a ticket for a summer sports camp in Antalya.
My father has a hotel in Antalya. The sports camp is there. So I have many tickets. I give everyone a ticket on their birthdays.
Thank you. It's lovely. I like it.
You're welcome.
When is your birthday?
It's on 18th January.
Do you have a party on your birthday?
Yes, of course.
Can I come to your birthday party?
Well, yes, you can. It's at the Park of Magnific. It starts at 7 o'clock in the evening. But you must wear a costume. It's a costume party. Colin wants to wear a clown costume. It's so funny.
Sure.
Here's your invitation. Oh, look at the time. It's 10:45. We must go to the geography class in 15 minutes.
Oh, you're right. Let's go.
E. Yasemin has got an invitation card to Wang Shu's birthday party. Use the information on page 89 and fill in the blanks.
The other students hear Yasemin and Wang Shu's dialogue. Now they know Yasemin is going to Wang Shu's birthday party. They don't want to go to that party. They are still angry with Yasemin because they love Arda very much. They go next to Wang Shu. They start making excuses.
I'm sorry, Wang Shu. I can't come to your birthday party. I must study for my exams that week.
I can't come either. I must visit my parents that week.
Well, I must do my science project.
I must feed my fish.
You must feed your fish. That's a terrible excuse, Tim.
Yes, you're right. I'm sorry, but Arda isn't in Magnific, and it's Yasemin's fault. I can't come to your party, Wang Shu. I don't want to spend time with Yasemin.
But this is Yasemin's birthday party, and you are here now.
Well, yes, but it's our English class, and Miss Brown is throwing this party. We can't leave the classroom, right?
Oh, please come to my birthday party. I want to see all of you there, my friends.
Don't invite Yasemin then.
After a short silence, Wang Shu looks at Yasemin.
Well, I'm afraid you can't come to my birthday party, Yasemin. No one wants to spend time with you.
Yasemin starts crying. She doesn't speak. Wang Shu sees this. She feels sorry for her.
Can you tell us the truth, Yasemin? What's your problem with Arda?
Yasemin stops crying, and she tells them everything about the treasure. They listen to her. They are all shocked.
Is Arda a cheater?
Is he a liar?
Does he have the treasure?
I have an idea. Arda lives in Antalya, right?
Yes!
And we have the tickets from Wang Shu, remember? As a gift for our birthdays. The tickets are for a summer camp in Antalya, right?
Yes!
Let's go there together in summer and find Arda. Let's learn the truth from him.
Good idea. If Yasemin is a liar, we don't talk to her. If Arda is a liar, we get the treasure back from him.
So, are you all coming to my birthday party on 18th January?
Yes, we are!
Then, Yasemin takes everyone's birthday invitation cards. She marks them on her calendar because she doesn't want to forget the dates.
F. Look at the invitation cards on page 93. Mark the dates of Wang Shu's, Vivara's, Colin's, Tim's, and Georgia's birthdays on the calendar. G. Yasemin also writes the places of the parties in her notebook. Where are the parties? Write in the table below. Look at the invitation cards on page 93 again.
At the end of the lesson, all the students leave the classroom.
See you later, Miss Brown.
Take care, Yasemin.
Yasemin feels good now. Her friends love her. They understand her. In summer, she can go and see Arda. Maybe she can listen to the whole story from Arda and take the treasure back. Who is Pirate the Blind Man's Buff? She thinks. Why does he help me? Riding a bike is exciting, but there are so many questions in her mind.
Now, check all your answers in this chapter. Work on your mistakes. Then, go to page 147 and get your award. Cut and stick it on My Treasure page at the back of the book.